This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. The single biggest global ransomware attack yet continues to bite as more details emerge on how a Russian-linked gang breached the company whose software was exploited. In essence, the criminals used a tool that helps protect against malware to spread it widely. Thousands of victims had been identified in at least 17 countries, with ransom demands of up to $5 million reported. The attack comes less than a month after President Joe Biden pressed Russian President Vladimir Putin to help and stop providing safe haven to ransomware gangs, including the one responsible for the attack. Rescuers searched through more rubble Monday after the last of the collapsed Florida condo building was demolished, which allowed crews into previously inaccessible places, including bedrooms where people were believed to be sleeping at the time of the disaster. And they did face a new challenge from thunderstorms that hit the area as Tropical Storm Elsa approached. Tropical Storm Elsa swept over western Cuba and Havana with strong winds and rain Monday night. Forecasters say it would be able to move on to the Florida Keys Tuesday and Florida Central Coast by Wednesday. The storm was passing over mainly rural areas to the east of Havana after making landfall near one area, which is a park, natural.